Let's talk about May 31st, 1921, and the Tulsa race riot. There was an encounter between Dick Rowland, a black teen, and an elevator operator, Sarah Page. The door to the elevator opens, she screams, and the rest is history. History tells us then, and you can take off from here, about a headline in the May 21st, 1921 edition of the Tribune that said, "Nab Negro for Attacking Girl in Elevator." It is frequently cited as a contributing factor in race riot. So, in your historic view of this and what you know as a family member, what can you contribute to that?
Well, I hadn't seen that headline until my sister brought it up to me a few weeks ago. But if that's an inflammatory headline, I don't know journalism, because it was very much the style of the day in newspapers everywhere. You wanted a strong, active verb early on, and they used the term Negro, which is what blacks generally were known as in those days. I never saw the story. I do know that my grandparents hid black people in their home during the race riot. I also know that my grandfather, when he was the publisher in Madison, had taken Booker T. Washington into his home when all the hotels in that so-called liberal city refused to serve him. And, of course, my great-grandfather, at considerable risk, fought to free the black slaves as part of Mr. Lincoln's army. So I think there's a family history there that is counter to any sense of racism. I do know also that when the riots hit a lot of American cities in the 60s, and Tulsa was at a very, very tense point, my dad did something I don't think I've ever seen him do, and that was he ran a front-page editorial that just said, "Let's cool it." And it was a common sense thing. Let's back off from this. We've got no reason to have problems. We can discuss any differences we've got. And it just relieved the pressure. It was almost like a front coming through and chasing the thunderstorms out. So I think the family has a pretty good record. We were also among the first newspapers in Oklahoma to employ black reporters and photographers. I don't know the particulars. There's been talk of an inflammatory editorial, but nobody has ever come up with one. You know, there's many, many old copies of newspapers that lie around. Something would have come up. But the family was definitely not a racist family. And I don't know, I can't speak for every reporter we had on the staff. And of course, that happened 15 years before I was born. But I think the family's record is pretty good.
Supposedly, then, there was a second article reporting on plans by white residents to lynch Rowland. And the story of history says that all originals of the edition of the newspaper were destroyed. The relevant pages also are missing from the microfilm copy, so the facts remain in dispute.
Yeah, they do remain in dispute, but you can't tell me that somebody didn't have copies tucked away somewhere. I mean, people just do that.
Yeah, residents would have had them mm-hmm. and would have stepped forward and say, "Here, I have it." But then I think there's a story that as soon as that was out, it was ended immediately because maybe there was a thought that this was inciting riot. I don't know. But was it ever part of your family talk?
Not really. I heard more about the hiding of the blacks, not only my grandparents, but their neighbors. Quite a few people in there took black families in and fed them and hid them while the worst of the riot was going on.
And then it's interesting because this story, not just with your paper, but it seemed like it was not dealt with statewide until probably the 90s,
yeah.
That it was something that was left out of history books. And a lot of students of my age and younger who grew up here said...
You're speaking of the race riot itself.
I'm sorry, yeah. Yes, I am. That it was never continued on in history books.
Well, I think most kids were aware of it in school, but it was not something that was dwelt on. You know, it was certainly a bad chapter in Tulsa history, although those that hit in the 60s were worse in most of the places, and I'm sure those cities had problems dealing with it too. It was a tough time in Oklahoma because the Ku Klux Klan was extremely strong. It's been estimated that anywhere from 60 to 95% of Protestant ministers were involved in the Klan. And the Klan really was two functions. It had all the bad elements of the Klan, anti-black, anti-Jewish, anti-Catholic. But in some small oil field boom towns, there was no law. So people, to run the prostitutes and the gamblers and the thieves out of town, joined the Klan and made that their concern. So the Klan was very big. A majority of the legislature at one time was supposed to be Klansmen. you have to look at what happened in Tulsa against that kind of a background.